സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം പേജ് 17 verse 10. ഉക്ത സാധനയുക്തേന വിചാര പുരുഷേണ ഹി കർത്തവ്യോ ജ്ഞാന സിദ്ധ്യർത്ഥം ആത്മന ശുഭമിച്ഛത. ദ ഗോൾ ഓഫ് എവരി human being must be the attainment of liberation. That is the only purpose of human life. Human birth is given only for this purpose. This purpose can be accomplished in one's life only by qualifying oneself to get that liberation. Human life purpose is to attain Parama Purushartha, that is moksha. That moksha can be attained only through acquiring certain qualifications known as Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. യത്സത്വേ യത്സത്വം യഥാഭാവേ യഥാഭാവഃ. ബൈ ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി വൺ ക്യാൻ ഗെറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനയോഗ്യത എലിജിബിലിറ്റി, വൺ ഗെറ്റ് ഡിസൈർ ടു ഗെറ്റ് മോക്ഷ. വൺസ് ഐ ഹാവ് സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി, ഐ ലൈക്ക് ടു അറ്റൻഡ് വേദാന്ത ക്ലാസസ്, ഐ ലവ് ടു സ്റ്റഡി സ്ക്രിപ്ചേഴ്സ്. My mind desire to know what is that given in the scriptures. That desire comes because of sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Viveka, discrimination, first sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. If I have viveka, I like Vedanta class. Second one, vairagyam, according to tattva bodha order. അപരോക്ഷാനുഭൂതി ആർഡർ, ഫസ്റ്റ് വൈരാഗ്യം, ദെൻ വിവേക. സോ വൈരാഗ്യം മീൻസ് ഡിസ്പാഷൻ, വിവേക മീൻസ് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ. ദെൻ ദ തേർഡ് സാധന ചതുഷ്ടയ സമ്പത്തി ഈസ് ഷട്ക സമ്പത്തി. സിക്സ് ഫോൾഡ് വർച്യൂസ് ക്ഷമ, ദമ, ഉപരമ, തിതിക്ഷ, ശ്രദ്ധ, സമാധാനം. If I have these virtues, I wait for the Saturday class. If I have these virtues, I like to attend the next class, the eagerness will be there. If I do not have eagerness, means there is something, you know, there is some weakness in sadhana chatushtaya sampatti in artham. If I have intense sadhana chatushtaya sampatti in full abundantly, if I have in full measure, I eagerly wait for the next class. That is the identification, that is the indication, not identification, indication. Then mumukshutvam also, intense desire for moksha. I want to be free from all limitations. That is called desire for moksha. I want to be free from all limitations. Therefore, this intense desire is called moksha. If these four qualifications are there abundantly, available all the time, I am a person who is having jnana yogyata. I don't want to miss the class at any point of time. So this much commitment whoever is having, such a person, is next job is what? Next job is, Shankaracharya says in 10th shloka, ukta sadhana yuktena. With these four qualifications, discrimination, dispassion, discipline, desire, with all these four D's, which are all mentioned above, purushena vicharaha kartavyaha. Next job is what? He or she has to start Bhagavad Gita Upanishad study systematically. Vicharaha kartavyaha. Vicharaha means not sitting alone doing enquiry. Here enquiry in the form of approaching a guru, studying prasthanatrayam, not any other text, not Bommala Ramayanam or Bommala Bhagavatam. Those books you have already completed, you are supposed to complete. After completing that only, you are the final scriptural study is this prasthanatraya vichara, with the help of a guru, competent teacher. Vicharaha kartavyaha. If you, I don't have desire, dispassion, discrimination, disciplines, if I study, there is no use. If I don't have qualification without guru, suppose I study on my own or in any university, I get qualification, I become a qualified scholar, I get jnanam. Without guru, without guru's guidance, if I study, I become a scholar, I get a jnanam. With guru, I become a muktahana. With a guru, if I study the same text, shastra, I become a mukta purushaha, liberated one. Or I'll become only scholar. You want jnanam alone or you want mukti? No. Shastra says if you want mukti, you have to study under the guidance of a guru. Otherwise you become a scholar. Kartavyaha. For what purpose? Jnana siddhyartham. For the purpose of self-knowledge. To get self-knowledge. So what I get Atma Jnanam, what am I going to achieve? Atmanaha Subhamichyata. You are going to get what? Shubham. Are you really desirous of Shubham? Shubham is what? Mangalam. Mangalam is what? Anandam. Paramanandam. That Paramanandam, Ananda you want in your life, that is called desire for Shubham. Everyone wants Ananda. Who says no? No one says, I don't want Ananda. Therefore, if you want that Mangalam, that Paramanandam, Shubham Ichyatam, Atmanaha, one's own well-being, your, who is your well-wisher, tell me, in the world? Except Shastra Mata, nobody is your well-wisher. Shastra Mata along with Guru, they alone real well-wishers. But we don't rely upon real well-wishers, unfortunately. We don't rely upon real well-wishers, really speaking. People, all of them rely upon what? Local real estate like family, children, son, daughter. They rely upon that and they rely. How much? Total surrender. Total surrender to family, total surrender to possessions, total surrender to for everything other than Shastra and Guru. That is why That is why they won't get moksha. Shankaracharya asking, turn your plate now. Shift your dependence from world family to scriptures and guru. Very, very difficult. So Shankaracharya says, Shubhamichyata Atmanaha Jnana Siddhyartham Purushena Vicharaha Kartavyaha. Not just coming and reading books and listening. Vicharaha Kartavyaha. I have to dwell upon those statements of my Guru again and again, repeatedly, all the time. That is called real Vicharana. The once in a while, anyhow, Guru is going to speak. Easily Guru is explaining. Not that. Okay. You have to assimilate the food if you want to get strength. If you want to get mental strength, you have to assimilate the Shastra. Assimilated food alone gives strength. Who will assimilate food for your sake? Not your husband, not your wife, not your father or mother. You only have to assimilate the food. You only have to assimilate the food, no one else. Similarly, Shastra, when you study, however much Guru teaches, nicely, sweetly, so clearly, unless you assimilate that teaching into your life, that will not give benefit. That Atmananda, that security, that satisfaction, contentment, Trupti, Ananda, Shanti, everything, how it can come? No one can give just like this. You have to acquire, you have to accomplish. Now, up here, we saw in the last class, Sloka 11, page 18. Notpadyate vina jnanam. Vicharenanya sadhanaihi. Yatha padartha bhanam hi. Prakashena vina kvachit. Why you are insisting so much on vichara, suppose you ask. When teacher says, you have to do vicharam, enquiry, study of scriptures, that too, prasthanatrayam. Prasthanatrayam you have to study. That enquiry is very important, you are insisting. Why that much is so important, that vichara, enquiry? For that, Acharya, suppose you have such a doubt, I will tell you why vichara is so important. With an example, beautifully presents. Acharya says, vicharena vina, you have to connect. Jnanam is there in between. Vina vicharena or vicharena vina, without vichara, without enquiry, without scriptural study from a guru, consistently, systematically, methodically, giving quality time, studying with quality mind. Vicharena vina. Vichara means all these put together, vichara. Giving quality time with a quality mind, with a commitment, a consistency, methodically, with the help of guru, I have to study. That is vichara. Without that, vicharena vina. Anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate. Anya sadhanaihi, any other sadhanas, any other means, karma, any ritual, any vratam, any dhyanam, or any type of karma, any type of Vaidika karma or smarta karma, any amount of karma you practice. Some people say manava seva, madhava seva, let me do service. to the people. I am very happy by serving the people. But your ajnana will not go away. You are happy temporarily when you are serving. If they don't recognize your service, suppose, immediately your abhimana will get hurt. What happened to your ananda? Gone. Therefore, any amount of social service, any amount of vaidika karma, rituals, yajna, yaga, tapa, japa, all this, anya sadhanaihi, jnanam na utpadyate. Why? The problem is, for this samsara is ignorance, ajnanam. Ajnanam can be removed only by jnanam. Atma ajnanam alone is the cause for my misery, for my samsara. For atma jnana, remedy must be what? Not dhyanam, not any ritual. Atma jnanam can be removed by, atma ajnanam can be removed by atma jnanam. Anya sadhanaihi means not only karma, even upasana. Any amount of upasana, Devi upasaka, Hanuman upasaka, Rama upasaka, people do hours together, Srividya upasaka, all these upasakas are also cannot get this jnanam. Remember, any karma, any upasana, all these anya sadhanas, there are no many ways, only one way. Just as the temple, outer prakaras have four entries, but Garbhagriha has got only one entry. There are no four entries for Moola Virat. You want to see Moola Vigraham, you don't have any other entry. Similarly, here also, anya sadhanaihi, by upasanas or any japa, dhyanam, you cannot get jnanam. Jnanam na utpadyate, atma jnanam na utpadyate. Self-knowledge will never arise by karma and upasana. Does it mean karma is useless? Vedika karma is useless? Upasana is useless? No. We never say they are useless. They are all having karma, upasana, they have got benefit only for chitta shuddhi, karma dvara, karma yoga dvara, ekagrata, chitta ekagrata, upasana dvara. They are the supportive sadhanas for atma jnanam. Like ancillary subject and main subject madri. Okay, main subject is called atma jnanam. What are the ancillaries in chitta shuddhi, ekagrata? How they can come? What is the practice? Karma and upasana. Therefore, they are useful for other purpose, not for jnanam. That is why anya sadhanaihi jnanam na utpadyate tasmat vicharena eva jnanam utpadyate. Like what? Yatha. Just as example. Just as padartha bhanam hi prakashena vina kvachit. Kvachit, at any time, at any place, we never see that any object, appearance, it is appearing just because of what? Light. Bhanam vina, without any light, can you see an object? Padartha bhanam means, padartha means an object. Object, bhanam, appearance, experience. Padartha, any object. Now you are seeing this clip because of what? Because of light. Because of light. Don't ask, so many cats sees without light. Eagle sees without light. They have that capacity. They cannot see in daytime. They see only in the night. That is the exception. Don't bring that example here. Padartha jnanam hi prakashena. Prakasha means light. In the light alone, you know that object. If you want to know that object without light, can you do dhyanam and get the knowledge of that object? You can you see? I want to see that object, let me do what? Karma yoga. Let me do some tapas, let me do some japa, let me do some dhyana. Is there any means other than light to see an object? Tell me now. This example is very, very important. You have to see. People say moksha is possible by this method, that method. So many methods they talk. Acharya is asking, tell me, if you are able to see an object without light, is it possible? Impossible. Without light you cannot see. You cannot know the object. No, Swamini, I can know with my hand. That is the eka sloki of Shankaracharya you have to remember. Kim jyotir bhanumanahanime ratrau pradipadikam. Something or other, the prakasham, the knowledge is possible. Don't extend the example. Here the example is only the light and object, generally. You are able to look at me now because of what? Tell me, light. If it is so dark, there is no light, what shall we do? I don't know where you are sitting, you do not know where am I. Nothing can be seen. Therefore, padartha bhanam hi prakashena vina kvachit. Without any light, object cannot be seen. Similarly, without atma jnanam, self cannot be known. Without enquiry, self cannot be known. Which self? Through which you attain liberation. Through which self-knowledge you attain liberation. That self cannot be known without jnana, yoga, sadhanam, shravana, manana, nididhyasana. It is a time-consuming process. Decades and decades it takes. You must have tremendous what? Uparatihi, titiksha, patience. Tremendous patience is required. Unless you have that patience, titiksha, purmai, atma jnanam varame varad. Like nariya titiksha venu, purmai venu. In the test lane nariya peru out. Titiksha lane. Appa romba naala poyindirka swamini. Ipo kashtama iruka class varadukku anna. I don't bother whether you know customer irko, class irko, illiyo, adella. You have to work for that. You have to keep your body fit enough to study Shastra. First, to climb the staircase itself is a big problem for many students. That's why reduce your weight first. If you have overweight, you cannot climb the staircase. So first you have to take care of your health, you have to develop your fitness, physical fitness, mental fitness, and takes time, lot of time it takes. You have to do this shravanam. Next shloka. Then what is that process of vichara? What do you mean by inquiry? Next step. After sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, one has to do vichara. It is must. What do you mean by vichara? How to do vichara? Vichara means what? I have to sit and keep my hand under my chin and do thinking and by closing eyes. No. Vichara is in this manner. This is the method. Shloka 12. Koham kathamidam jatam. Kovai kartasya vidyate. Upadanam kimastiham. Vicharasoyami drishaham. Four steps. Four questions one has to ask. Vichara means inquiry regarding these three factors in four questions. What are those three factors or three aspects of inquiry? First one is jiva vicharaha, enquiry into the nature of the individual. Koham, kaha aham, who am I? Of course, with the help of Shastra and Guru. Who am I? Koham. Iti ayam idrishaha saha vicharaha. Number one. Vicharaha number one. Enquiry number one. Enquiry step number one. Who am I? Enquiry. Individual enquiry. Or jivatma vichara. Individual self enquiry. Enquiry about the individual self. First factor, aspect. First question. Then second one. Katham idam jatam? Second question. How this universe has come into existence? Katham, how does idam, this universe, jatam, born? How does this universe is born? Jagat vicharaha. Enquiry into the nature of the universe. How this universe has come into this manifestation. Where from it has come? How it has come? What is its nature? Katham idam jatam. Jatam means born. Idam means this entire universe. Then third question. Kovai karta asya vidyate. Does this universe has got any creator? Asya jagataha, of this universe, is there any creator? Karta asti vidyate. Why? You know, indeed. Kovai. Kovai anna? Not Coimbatore. Kovai. Why means indeed. Emphasis. Is there a creator for this universe? This is the next vichara. Jagat vichara. Then fourth question. Upadanam kim asti iha. So vicharaha, you have to supply for every question. Saha aham iti ayam idrishaha saha vicharaha. Number one. About jiva vichara, you have to do this way. Then katham idam jatam, what, how does this universe is born? Idrishaha ayam vicharaha. Jagat vicharaha. Who is the creator of this universe? Like that you have to do vichara. Ayam idrishaha saha vicharaha. That vichara is like this. Ayam vicharaha, this vichara is like this. Saha vicharaha ayam idrishaha. That vichara is like this. Bhavati, you have to supply. Then upadanam kimasti, what is the material cause? Adhishtanam, the material cause, the support of this entire universe. Kimasti, what is there? Is there any substratum for this entire universe? How does it exist? What is the material cause? I am idrishaha vicharaha. This is the vichara one has to do. Saha vicharaha, what I said in the previous sloka, that vichara is like this. That vichara means what? In the previous sloka, what I said, vichara is like this. Like this means in this in the format of these questions, inquiring. So, Ishwaraha kaha. So, jiva vichara, jagat vichara, Ishwara vichara. And sambandha between all these. Three. Therefore, then the Ishvara karanam, what type of karanam, nimitta karanam, upadana karanam. Amazing teaching. If once you taste it, you will not leave. I am leaving means what? I am not having, I have not yet got that taste of that shastra nartham. Once you got the taste, you want to go for it again and again. Now, these are the questions. Now, Shankaracharya is going to answer briefly these questions in the following slokas. First, who am I is the first question. The second question is, how did this world originate? Fourth question, these questions you have to remember until I finish this aparokshanubhuti. Because he is going to elaborate later. Sankshepa uttaram, then vistaraha. Vistaraha comes later. Then third question, what is the, who is the creator of this universe? Who is its creator? Fourth question, what is the material cause of this universe? Simple questions. Simple. Questions are simple. Enquiry is difficult. Questions are simple, but enquiry is very, very tough. That is why guru is required, proper text is required. Clear? If you want to get physics knowledge, you cannot go for economics books. Keeping economics books and you want to get physics knowledge, how is it possible? You want physics knowledge, only physics book. Physics book by itself gives knowledge. Nicely you nod your head. But when you come to Vedanta, people read this book and that book, everything they read without guru. In the physics chemistry means same book, same professor of that subject. Every one of us know that. There is no doubt in that. Physics jnanam comes through physics book with physics professor. Any subject for that matter, music, dance, cricket. You and I cannot become the coach of the cricket. Why? Only cricket coach is separate. He is the only one who can give coaching in cricket. Like that, every science, every subject like that only. What about liberation, atma jnanam? Except this, everyone knows about all other subjects. But this matra, I am daily koyilukku pore swami, enough no. And I do always ashtanga yoga, pranayama, meditation. Some people do like that. Why this subject only people misunderstand? This is also a knowledge. That knowledge also has got its own book, its own text. That text can be unfolded by that particular teacher. Why people do not know this unfortunate thing? We have to know. That's why these four questions can be revealed only through scriptures. That to Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads only, that to that Shastra Guru. This we have to remember. Therefore, that's why they say, Lochanabhyam vihinasya darpanam kim karishyati anna. Kanne illadavanukku darpanam enna pannu, mirror. When eyes are not there, can he see his face? He cannot see his face. Similarly, here, lochanam, eyes means some viveka, some buddhi. If person is not having common sense, what is the use of shastra? Shastra cannot help that person if he doesn't have. This cannot be unfolded without guru's help. Shastra is useful when I have that lochanam, viveka. I have to give time, quality mind. And the time I have to spend a lot for this, I should not be tired of. Until I get nishtha, I should not be tired of. On the other hand, I get more strength, more energy. That is the way I have to develop interest in shastra. But many people, after a few years, they are tired of. Physically tired of, mentally tired of. Who is not tired of? No, guru only is not tired of. Guru alone is not tired of. All students, if they are tired of, get that fatigue, mental fatigue. Very, very difficult. That's why manushyanam sahasreshu. Next shloka. Now proper enquiry in brief he gives. First question answer in 13th shloka. What is that koham? How to do this vichara? Who am I enquiry? That who am I enquiry you have to do in this manner. What is that method? Naham bhuta gano dehaham. Naham chakshaganastatha. Etad vilakshanah kaschit. Vicharasoyamidrishah. The word vichara soyam idrishaha acharya continues for 4-5 shlokas. This is the method, this is the way one has to do enquiry about the first question. First enquiry, jiva vicharaha. Who am I? Who am I? Here very, very, very important. I am this. You cannot say like that. I am this. I am like this. I am like this. Just as you see some object, some flower, some any object, you see, this is like this. Who am I? I am like this. You cannot say. You cannot say I am like this. Fortunately or unfortunately, you cannot say I am this. If you say I am like this, it is also comes under idam. That aham also become idam. Why? Every object what you say idam is this comes under idam in this world. If this atma also aham this and channa, this also become what? Part of universe. Idam category jagadvichara loki poyadu. Therefore unique method shastra use instead of saying when you question who am I am this. Shastra never answer that way. Shastra says you have to go in you not this, not this. Neti neti iti. Neti neti iti vachanair nigama avochuhu. Vedanta scripture says nigama means shastra says may you do enquiry in this matter, in this format regarding who am I enquiry. I am not this. I am not this. I am not this. Like that you negate everything. After negating everything, whatever remains, that is you are. Shastra never show you are like this, you are this, you are this. Shastra never shows. Shastra helps us to do enquiry. In this manner you do enquiry. What way? What is the way? I am not this. I am not this. I am not this. You go on eliminating everything. Finally you end up with eliminator. Not elevator. Eliminator. Eliminator is one who has eliminated everything. What is eliminated is objective universe. What is not eliminable. Namma English. Okay. What is not, what cannot be eliminable, unnegatable is I, the Atma, Aham. Look into the shloka. Aham na bhuta ganaha. Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham. There that shloka he comes, brings here. Na chavyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu. Acharya puts in aham na bhuta ganaha. Bhuta ganam means what? Panchabhutas. Bhuta means five elements. Gana means group of elements. I am not the group of elements. What is the pramanam? That pramanam shastra gives is annarasenaiva bhutva annarasenaiva vriddhim prapya. This shariram is annarasam. This shariram. So, prudhivi tattvam I am not. Annam comes from where? Earth. that food. Because of that food only, body is there. Therefore, I am not the body. I am not Bhutaganaha means what? First element is eliminated. Elements are eliminated. Earth is eliminated, which is the cause for my physical body. I am not Bhutaganaha means what? Here, you see how difficult it is. I am not the earth. Who said you are earth? Nobody said you are earth. But your body is made out of earth. Annam. Therefore, anna sama esha purushonnara samayaha anna rasamayaha purushaha. I am not this anna rasa shariram. So prithivi is out. Annamayahi somyamanaha. Like that in Upanishad also we saw apomaya pranaha tejomayi vak. So I am not this prithivi. Then what? Jalam. This indriyam, rasana indriyam, is made out of jalam. Therefore, I am not the indriyam also. Naham chakshaganaha tadha. Aham na dehaha. I am not this physical body which is made out of prithivi tattvam. Not only that, I am not chakshaganaha means here, not eyes. Chaksha means here sense organs. Ganaha means group. I am not the group of sense organs. Nacha srotra jimhe nacha grana nitre. See, very nice. Nirvana Shaktam is coming fully. Okay, nacha aksha ganaha. I am not pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani. Jnanendriyani made out of sattva guna of five elements. Pancha karmendriyani made out of rajoguna of five elements. So I am not the sense organs. Aksham akshe akshani. I means akshi akshini akshini. Aksham here is a sense organs, not I. This is called, this method is called drik drishya viveka. Or you can say avasthatraya viveka. Or we can say pancha kosha viveka. We can call it as pancha kosha viveka. Atma anatma viveka. Aham chakshaganaha na tadha. In the same manner. Etat vilakshanaha aham. I am different from. Vilakshanaha means different. Etat means what? Annamaya, manomaya, pranamaya, or panchajnana indriyani, panchakarma indriyani, five elements all put together. Adhikadha, in the vadambuk enna peru? Panchabhuta udal, panchabhautika sariram. Nanna first remember. When we are looking at a mirror, dressing table, we apply so many things. But nanna first remember, this is the modification of five elements, conglomeration, assemblage of five elements in different format. We have to remember this fact, but very rarely we remember that too, doubtful or rarely also. Etad vilakshanaha, I am different from them. Kaschit, I am different, I am something, someone else. I am not the body, mind, complex. I am not sense organs. I am someone else. Here, chakshaganaha, you have to take sense organs, means antakkaranam, antarindriyam, manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, you can take. Mano, buddhi, ahankara, chitta, ninaham, nacha srotra jimhe, nacha ghana netre, nacha vyoma bhumir, na tejo na vayuhu. Who am I then? Shunyama. Siddhānanda-rūpa Sivoham Sivoham. I am Sat-Chit Ānanda Swarupam. Aham Vilakshana. I am someone else. I am not the body, I am not the sense organs, I am not the mind, intellect. I am not Sariratrayam. I am someone else. Adi apuram paakare. Someone else. Idi maapra ille. Adi apuram paakare. Someone else yaaranyu kandu pudikano. We want to try, we want to get it. We have to find out. Okay. But I am not this first confirm. Okay. confirm what? I am not the body, I am not the sense organs, I am not the mind and all. Then who am I? Further inquiry. அது விஸ்தரங்கள் வரும். இது brief. Therefore, கோஹம் I am not this body. Answer over. Next, second question, third question in 14th sloka. அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம் சர்வம் ஞானேன பிரமிலியதே சங்கல்போ விவித கர்த்தா விசாரஸ்தோயமீத்ருஷஃ. செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், கோவை கர்த்தா, ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் கிரியேட்டர். கோவை கர்த்தா செகண்ட். கதமிதம் ஜாதம் தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன். இந்த ஸ்லோகா இட் இஸ் தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன். செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் கதமிதம் ஜாதம். கோவை கர்த்தா தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன். செகண்ட் லைன்ல தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆன்சர், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்ல செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் ஆன்சர். கதமிதம் ஜகத் ஜாதம், ஹவு திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஒரிஜினேட். ஃபார் தட் ஆன்சர் இஸ் வாட்? அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம் சர்வம். How this universe has come, na? This Tarkika people say, because of Paramanu. In Brahma Sutra class we are seeing, because of Paramanu it has come. Sankhya people say, because of Pradhanam it has originated. Mimamsakas, Purva Mimamsakas says, because of Karma it is born. This universe has come, they say. Vedantin says, no. It is not from Paramanu, it is not from Pradhanam, it is not from Karma, it is born out of Ajnanam. Sheer ignorance. It is born out of ignorance. How is this possible? Anything is born out of ignorance? Anything born out of ignorance? Ama will born out of ignorance. Snake rope ignorance will cause for the birth of what? Snake. Rope ignorance cause for the birth of snake. The snake is born. Rajju ajnanam sarpa utpatti karanam bhavati va nava. Rajju ajnanam, ignorance of the snake, rope, will lead to sarpa utpatti. Sarpa, as though you see sarpa only there. Sarpa is real there. Upon what you are seeing? And rope. This snake born out of what? Not by magician, not by anyone, by you only. How is it born? Have you created? No, because of your ignorance. Like that, because of ignorance of Atma Swarupam, Brahman, you do not know that Atma, therefore this world is born. From waker only dream is born. From waker only dream is born. The dream is born from the waker only. How do you know? When can you know? Not in dream. Waker, from waker alone dream is born. How, when you know this? When can you know this? Only after becoming again waker. But not in sleep. When you are in dreaming, you cannot know. In sleep, you cannot know that dreamer is born out of waker. In sleep, you do not know. Similarly, in ajnana nidra, ajnana nidra, you are there, you can never know this universe is born out of you. Ajnanam, your ajnanam, ajnanam means here maya, moola ajnanam. அநாதி மாயையா சுப்தா யதா ஜீவ பிரபுத்தியதே அஜம் அநித்ரம் அஸ்வப்னம் அத்வைதம் புத்தியதே ததா. சோ அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம் மீன்ஸ் பார்ன். வாட்? சர்வம், சர்வம் அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம். ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஆக்செப்ட் because dream is dream. How can you know? Can you accept dream is dream? In dream, dream is dream. Can you know in dream? Idheda, adhe kada idukuda. As long as we are waker, 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 I am, I think this is whole universe is real. The waker has to be shifted to Atma. Just as the dreamer is the dreamer as long as in dream. Dreamer has to recognize waker means he has to wake up from sleep. Similarly, the waker is not waker. Dreamer is not dreamer. Dreamer is waker. Inna? Dreamer is not a dreamer. Dreamer is a waker. Correct? Because you are all in waking state now. Similarly, Shastra says, waker is not a waker. Waker is Brahman. Waker is not a waker. Waker cannot know waker is Brahman as long as he is in waking state. He is in waking state means as long he is taking the waking state is real, waker can never recognize he is or she is Brahman. So waker has to recognize as Brahman, he has to wake up from Ajnana Nidra. Dreamer has to know he is as waker, he has to wake up from ordinary sleep. Waker has to wake up to know as Brahman from what Nidra? Ajnana Nidra. இப்போ என்ன நித்ரல இருக்கோம் சாமி? இல்ல சாமி, சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் யுவர் ஆல் இன் நித்ரா. ஏன்? அஜ்ஞான நித்ரா. முடிச்சுன்னே தூங்கிட்டு இருக்கோம். தமிழ்ல சொன்னா அழகா இருக்கும், முடிச்சுன்னே தூங்கிட்டு இருக்கோம். சாஸ்திரம் அஜ்ஞானம் சர்வம், சர்வம் அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம். தென் வாட்? ஹவு கேன் திஸ் அஜ்ஞான பிரபவம் சர்வம் கோஸ்? Simple. Jnanam. Ajnanam is the cause for this entire universe origination. Then how this universe will go away? Only by Jnanam. Jnanena praviliyate. Praviliyate. Prakarshena viliyate. Totally it dissolves when you awake to your real nature. When waker recognize I am Brahman, then the whole universe dissolves. Why? From waker only the universe has come, because of waker's ajnanam. Once waker's ajnanam has gone, ajnana caused universe also gone. Well, mithyatva nischayah. Jnanam pravili, jnanena praviliyate. Then third question. கோவை கர்த்தா அஸ்ய வித்யதே. Who is the creator of this universe? Who is the creator? சாமானிய காரணம் விசேஷ காரணம் ரெண்டு. ஓகே, சாமானிய காரணம் இஸ் அஜ்ஞானம். ஜஸ்ட் ஷியர் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஒரிஜினேஷன் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் த விசேஷ காரணம்? சங்கல்பா, ஃபேன்சி, இமேஜினேஷன். My sankalpa, I want to do this, I want to do that, lot of desires in the mind. So many sankalpa, resolutions, sankalpa. Ajnanam alone is the cause, suppose. Universe must be uniform. Universe must be uniform. But it is not uniform. That is why ajnanam is the general cause for entire universe. But the same universe is having lot of diversities, differences, disparities. For all these divisions, disparities, differences, diversities, varieties, what is the cause? For everyone's sankalpa. Their own sankalpa, kama sankalpaha. Once the desire comes, then sankalpa comes. I want to this so and so. I want to construct this house. when you give money to the contractor, everyone gives money to the contractor, building contractor, but he constructs buildings differently. Currency is same, 500 note, same 1000 note, but why the house is different? Each house is different. What is the reason? Simple. I have my own design in my mind. My puja room should be like this. My dressing room like should be like this. My kitchen room like should be like this. My green room like should be like this. I have my own sankalpa in my mind. So this is called vishesha karanam. Otherwise ellame ore maadhiri irukum. Appadi illaye. So there is a person to person differs. Color complexion differs, height complexion differs. Where we are staying is also differs. Thinking also differs. Eating also differs. Ellame different or different. Variety, novelty, beauty. But no stability. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, in this whole universe, there is a lot of variety. There is a lot of beauty. There is a lot of novelty. But what is required is not there. What is that? Stability is not there. Therefore, sankalpaha, vividhaha, so many varieties, you know, varieties of sankalpas, multitude, vividhaha, karta, that is the karta, that is the vishesha karanam bhavati, punya papa, rupa karma, vishesha karanam bhavati, for the variety of this universe. Who is the originator? Myself, my own karma. I give this currency to Ishvara, I employ Ishvara, Panchadasi class. Ishvara does the job. Upadana karanam Ishvaraha, with my vishesha karanam he takes and creates for my sake. Not avarkaha illa, enakkaha create panduvar. So this is, who is the karta? Sankalpaha, vividaha sankalpaha. The individual jivas, punya, papa, karma, because of his whims and fancies, likes and dislikes, desires so many things, he wants so many things. Therefore, whatever you want, you have to get. Therefore, Ishvara has to give. This is the third question answer. Then fourth question answer comes in the next shloka, in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.